Blog Talk Radio.
Incredible, unforgettable. Open your mind, take in all the delectables. Topics ranging from marriage to politics. Only the grown and mature can handle this. Please, they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk. Real talk, real response, non-stop. Only talk radio keeps it moving. Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m. Please tune in. Well. In the beautiful. It's incredible. It's incredible. You hear it. You hear it.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Art of Intimacy Show. I am your host, Ms. Incredible.
And I'm Rel, the Black Dr. Phil. And we are the Art of Intimacy. Yes.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a great space. Sports fanatic. NBA is heating up. So LeBron won the other night. So Cleveland's up 1-0 on the Toronto Raptors. And the Oklahoma City Thunder, they are up 1-0, Golden State Warriors. And they actually playing right now. So in the finals, it's either going to be Cleveland or Toronto against Oklahoma City or Golden State. And I'm just in a good mood. I'm in a great mood. I cooked tonight. Hey.
Wait, what?
I cooked. Chef now.
You cooked?
So I do it all.
What did you cook?
All right, I heat it up. But that's a start, right? That's a start.
Wait, you did what? You heat it up?
Yeah, I was trying to make...
You know what?
I was trying to make... This is what I was trying to do. I was trying... You know the Burger King or the McDonald's? You know the... not the McDonald's. Yeah, the Burger King, like the long chicken patty.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? They were like on a long bun. So I was trying to do that. So I was like, you know what? I'm always buying this. I'm gonna make my own. So I got some chicken patties. I got some cheese, lettuce, tomatoes. You know, trying to do my thing. Got some rolls. Put the patties in the oven, right? Put a little seasoning on them, even though they don't need it. Put some cheese on it, anything, right? And I put like 2 or 3 patties in there, the round patties, right? And then after I made them, I like cut them in half with the cheese on it. And like sat them like in half on the long roll, you know what I mean? On the long roll.
All right. Put
a little mayonnaise on it or whatever. Then I realized the bread felt kind of hard, and I'm like, I got the wrong bread. Like I bought rolls for like a if you're making a hoagie sandwich or something, you know what I mean? If you're making cold cuts, I was supposed to get something softer. I got Italian hard bread. So I didn't even put the lettuce and tomatoes and everything on it. I just ate it like that. Plain. I was like, I was mad as hell. I was like, I'll try this again another time. So,
you get an A for trying. You get an A for trying. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm making shrimp tomorrow.
Oh, we need pictures of that. We need pictures.
I got you. I'm making shrimp. Yeah.
So you've never
and
cooked
then,
for a woman?
Oh, no. I have breakfast before, and I don't know if you count pouring the cereal in the bowl, getting the milk.
Wait.
Up. What?
Nothing. Cereal is thoughtful. It's breakfast.
Yeah, so I did the breakfast thing.
And now we're trying dinner.
Yeah, now I'm trying dinner. But I'm not cooking for no woman. I'm cooking for myself.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a start.
Yeah.
That's definitely a start.
Now, if I'm in love with you, then I'm going to cook for you. You might not like it.
If she's in love with you, she'll take it. She'll
Even
take
if it.
It
tastes nasty?
She'll let you know it tastes nasty, but she'll appreciate the fact that you tried.
Oh. And she'll be like, baby, let me do this.
Maybe, or, you know, you guys can go out for dinner.
Oh, no.
That's real love. How do you know when love is real?
Ooh. Real love. Mary J. Man. That's a tough one. But for me, I think it's hard to explain. It's for me, it's just a feeling of trust is a big thing in there. You know, it's just a feeling. Like I feel like I'm a part of you, and you're a part of me. So it's hard for me to explain the words what you know real love is to me. But to me, it's a feeling that I can't explain. It's like I guess when I'm constantly or you're constantly factoring in me for every decision or everything you do in your life, and I'm doing the same, I think that's real love.
Okay,
you know,
fair enough.
You know, I think, again, it's hard for me to explain in words, but I think that's the best, simplest way for me to explain it. You know, I think a lot of people just say, I love you, or I'm in love just because it's the thing to say. You know,
right.
Even me, I'm guilty of that. I think I thought I was in love before and wasn't real love, you know. So
it has a lot to do with actions. I mean, I think when someone tells you that they're in love with you, you can pretty much figure it out by their actions. I mean, the words without actions is nothing. I mean,
right.
That's the way you. That's the best way to figure it out. What follows the word? That's how you know when it's real for them. For the most
right.
part.
Their actions.
When it's real for you, I agree with you. You can feel it. Have you ever been in love with someone that you feel like you shouldn't have or that you wasted your time on?
Yes. And you know what? That's a man. That's a messed up feeling. That's a messed up feeling. Especially if you really love someone and they hurt you. You know what I mean? And I don't mean physical. I mean emotionally and mentally. You know that's worse. So I think that when that happens, you know, that could really mess a person up, you know. That has happened to me. So I know how that feels. That is a horrible feeling. I see why people commit suicide and kill their spouses and things like that, you know. I used to wonder, how do people do that? But, man, if you ever loved someone and they really broke your heart, especially if it was for a long period of time, you black out for a moment. And some people black out for weeks, months, years. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's a hard thing to get over.
Yeah, that's difficult. So, Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that because I feel like I'm going to kill something right now.
I mean, it's all in the experience. You definitely get to experience it. So would I want to trade the experience in? I mean, I believe the certain things you experience obviously makes you into the person that you are. And you learn to appreciate something better when it comes along because of, you know, the issues that you had in the past, the experiences that you had in the past. So, I take the experience because if everything was gravy throughout your whole life, you wouldn't really appreciate much.
Yeah,
because you haven't really gone through anything.
Yeah.
However, having a broken heart does hurt. I won't deny that. It does hurt. No one wants to go through it, but that's how you get to measure what love is, by having a broken heart. Because if you've never had one, then, you know, so how many hearts have you broken?
Me? Zero. None.
I don't believe that.
I'm a good dude. What? No, I'm a good dude. I ain't broke no heart. So let me see.
You did say you were guilty of saying I love you when you really wasn't in love with the person.
Yeah, I did say that, and that's accurate, but I didn't break their heart.
Okay.
I'm just guilty of saying that, but I didn't. Yeah, I didn't break no heart. 323-870-4010. If I ever broke your heart, can you please prove me wrong? Fall up. Loving you is wrong.
The line should be on fire right now.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever done anything crazy while under the influence of love?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm a stalker. I'm a stalker. Yeah, I don't play. I got the GPS. I got the GPS sewn in the lining of all your panties. Where you going, bitch?
Really?
I know where you at.
What if she left the panties at his house?
Then she in more trouble because that's where the GPS leading. See, I got all the panties. So, doesn't matter. Wherever you go.
Other than the panties, anything else crazy you've done?
Yeah, slept on the porch. Slept on her porch overnight. She was supposed to come home at a certain time. Oh, you remember that?
I remember that story.
Yeah.
You can repeat it for the listeners.
So it was a that was puppy love though. That don't really count. Think that counts?
Hey. It was something crazy that you'd done while you were under the influence of love.
Yeah, but that was in my younger years. Does that really count?
I guess. Not always.
That was like...
How?
I think that was teens. That was high school.
All right.
Yeah, I slept on a porch, but she was supposed to come home at a certain time. She told me she would come home at midnight. I knew something was funny and fishy. And she knew I lived real far away. She thought I wasn't a trooper, so. Went to her crib and slept on the porch. Till the sun came up.
What time did she show up?
I don't know. I left once the sun came up. I was like, you know what? Let me go. And then when I called her, she was like, oh, yeah, I got home like a little bit after 12. And I was like, yeah, all right, whatever, but that was young. But crazy things for love, the things I have really done, adult years, the GPS, I do that, track you on the GPS, you know what I mean? I'm a snooper, so I'm all in your phone, your devices, all that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's me. I'll tell you straight up, ain't no shame in my game. That's how we got to be.
All right,
so
when
you call that
snoop,
crazy,
do you...
then...
Wait. When you snoop, well, obviously snooping means she doesn't know that you're snooping. Have you ever gotten caught snooping?
Yes. Yeah.
How did that go?
She couldn't really say nothing because I was right. She was busted.
Oh, okay.
So she could say, why are you going through my stuff? But I went through your stuff and found something. So if I wouldn't have found nothing, then I would have been like, oh. But so it really turned out like that. You know? And all, you know, all she can say is, you ain't go through my stuff, and you ain't go through my stuff. And I'm like, bitch, I went through your stuff because I knew something was going on. This is your proof. So you wanted to say prove it later. This is your proof right here.
So what if you didn't find anything?
Then I would have been, I don't think I would look if I didn't find anything. You know, I would look if I thought I wouldn't find anything, is what I should say.
Okay. Fair enough. Some folks search because they're doing something and, you know, they're pretty guilty. So they're like, oh, okay, let me see if he or she's doing something too.
Yeah, that's not me though.
But it's a total invasion of privacy. I've been snooped on, and I figured it out because there were quite a few pictures missing out of my phone. I guess he went through my phone and decided to delete whatever pictures he didn't. He thought shouldn't be in there. So, I'm scrolling. I mean, it was no nude photos, but I'm scrolling, and like, hey, what happened to my pictures? I mean, like, a lot of pictures.
Wait,
but I don't know.
So he deleted them?
He deleted them.
Why would he? Oh, my God. Some guys, I just don't. Why would you?
He
So he wanted you to know he was in there, I guess.
I guess he, I don't know. I guess he denied it when I asked him. He denied. He blamed it on technology. He denied it.
Oh no, fellas, we got to do better. You got to be smarter than that. If you deleted a picture, she know you in the phone. That's
yep.
Just stupid. Let me tell you what you do,
no,
fellas.
Because...
Fellas, listen. You snoop in the phone, right? Once you get in the phone, and you find whatever it is. Whatever he deleted, or you find something that is suspicious, you take your phone and you take a picture of it. And you take as
really?
Many pictures as possible in that time.
Really?
And you put a phone down. Then later, you review your pictures and you make them big and you blah, 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 and you take your time and you analyze the situation. You don't go on the phone and start deleting stuff and think she ain't going to know. 323-870-4010.
What in the world?
If
so now you're giving advice on snooping.
Yeah, because that's stupid. You was done in
love. They just not snoop.
Now, if you want to snoop, snoop right. Don't delete pictures and be like, I didn't do it. Who the fuck did it then? Who did it, man?
Then Shaggy say it wasn't me. You can catch a guy knee-deep in it, and he'll still say it wasn't me, so... I mean, by him deleting the picture saying it wasn't me, I wasn't surprised. It was no
surprise.
That he lied and said it wasn't him?
Oh, because he's just a liar.
Well, I mean, somebody did it. I knew he wasn't going to admit to doing it. So it didn't. I knew he wasn't going to admit to doing it. I knew it was him. Who else cared about the pictures in my phone?
Right. Exactly. And my point is he shouldn't have deleted them. That's my point. He shouldn't have deleted them.
I
so
agree.
Now whatever they were, they were by deleting them and denying it, what did you snoop for? You didn't find anything then. Because he's not confronting you about it. So he should have held
exactly.
That to himself. He should have held that to himself. And then went another time and waited, took some snapshots, like I said. Hey, you gotta come on, fellas. Y'all gotta be smarter than this. Y'all gotta be smarter.
Do you think love can prevent someone from seeing the truth?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm guilty of that, too. I used to think love was forever. Before I got my heart broke the first time, I used to think love was forever. Man, I can't even. Oh, man.
I think a lot of women are guilty of this. They choose not to see the truth because, you know, they see a guy and, you know, the honeymoon stage is in the very beginning. You know, you fall for them and then people start showing their true colors, but you want that honeymoon stage again. So it's like you're chasing that honeymoon stage and you feel like this guy has potential and you want him to live up to his potential, but you're continuing to fall for his potential instead of really seeing the person for who he is.
Right.
So, yeah. I do believe that love can prevent you from seeing the truth.
Absolutely, because sometimes that potential ending up. So sometimes that potential he ended up on your couch stretching his balls every day while you go to work, hard year
right.
after year after year. Next thing you know,
right.
wait a minute. I'm paying all the damn bills. This motherfucker up in here playing 2K, Madden. He watching rap battles, eating up the kids' snacks. Yeah, that's a picture right out
waiting
the window.
Waiting for her to come home and cook. Absolutely.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, he's eating up the kids' snacks. it's true, though. I know of some folks that have gone through that and that currently seem to be going through it as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a cool place to be. But do you think that one person usually loves harder than the other in a relationship?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And most of the time it's the woman loving harder, you know, just simply because women are, in general, more emotional. So, definitely, it's the woman. I might have a little bit too much estrogen. Yep. Because I love hard. I'll be asking my homeboys, yo, how y'all do it? Why y'all just, you know what I mean? Spaz out like that. I don't know. I got a conscience, I guess. I don't know.
That's always good because, well, you already know that no matter women, they definitely accept a little bit more from men than men would accept from a woman. I think women may get over things a lot quicker. There's some things that you guys just can't get over. But, but continue to dish. I mean, it's amazing how there's some men that dish out things that they know there's no way in hell that they'd be able to accept from their lady.
That's true.
Cheating. It doesn't necessarily have to be cheating. It could be other things as well. But guys are quicker to dish things out and definitely can't take it.
Yeah, I can't take it.
You know, whether it's they're not answering their phone and the lady is trying to contact him, she doesn't know where he is, she's worried and concerned, she thinks something happened to him, and he hit her with the, oh, my battery died. I was hanging out with Chuck, and we were shooting pool, and nobody had a charger. Whatever his story is going to be. Let a female do that. It's going to be a whole different ball game. I mean,
definitely, right. Depending
on the guy, but let her step outside her routine, and it's definitely going to become a problem. It'll definitely be a problem. But we are going over to the phone line. Caller, your number ends in 0055. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Miss Incredible. Hi, Black Dr. Phil. How y'all doing? It's Pound Cake.
Hey, pound cake.
What's going on,
hey,
y'all?
Hey, hey. What's up, baby?
How are
Nothing
you?
I'm okay. Just listening to the show.
Okay, pound cake. How many hearts have you broken?
I don't know if I've necessarily broken any hearts. There was one guy in particular that told me that I broke his heart. But you know, it just wasn't meant to be. So he was feeling some kind of way about me, and I wasn't reciprocating the emotion, and that's when he told me I broke his heart. But
so how many times have you had your heart broken?
Oh, twice. Two times. Yeah. Like, I was really in love, and one guy cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the other guy, we just broke up because of irreconcilable differences.
Okay. The one that cheated on you, how did you find out?
He kind of slipped up and told somebody, and that person told his girl, and his girl told me.
His girl?
Yeah.
Wait.
He
wait,
slipped
wait.
Up and told his friend. Like, we were a couple, and we were friends with this other couple.
Okay.
So he told his friend.
Right.
And his friend told his girl. And his girl
and
in turn told me.
He slipped up.
He should have never opened his mouth. I told him, I said, you're so stupid and corny. You should have kept that to yourself.
Yeah, you want
to
talk about
never
he
found out.
Too.
I didn't suspect nothing.
Right, and he told it to the people that you were close with, that y'all was close with.
Exactly.
So you were tore up after that. Your heart was broke after that.
My heart was tore up from the flow up. I was just devastated.
So the one that was with the irreconcilable differences, what was that about? So you got your heart broken a second time. What's the irreconcilable? What, he had a baby or something? He got pregnant on you?
No, he liked to drink.
Oh.
And don't get me wrong, I drink too, but he liked to drink and argue.
Oh, no, he one of those.
Yeah, he was a nasty drunk.
Oh, you fell in love with a nasty drunk.
Yeah, but he wasn't. I didn't realize that he was that extent.
Yes, you did. You knew he was a drunk.
I fell in love with a nasty drunk. I sure did. I drank, but damn.
Don't feel bad. I fell in love with a hoe before, so. Yeah. 323-870-4010. Call up.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've done while under the influence of love?
The craziest thing I've ever done, I would say having sex in a really, like, weird place.
Where?
That I normally wouldn't have done.
Where did
you
do it?
You want to know where it was?
Yeah.
In the ladies' room of the Empire State Building.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. During peak hours?
I kind of pulled him in there with me, and we went in the stall, and it was on and popping. We went in the handicap stall.
Oh, and they got the bar in there. You can hold on to that bar right there in the handicap
stall.
I've been in the handicap stall before. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was going and popping. It was hot, too.
Was y'all on one of the low floors, or was it a high floor, or what?
It was the second floor.
Okay. Second floor, Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to get there. I'm going to that same store. Live on Facebook. They're going to be like, the Black Doctor Sue.
Really?
Handicapped stall? When you're in love, you do crazy things.
I was in love too, and I had loaned this guy some money once, and that was a crazy thing for me.
Oh, you don't give out no money?
No. I may take you to dinner, but I ain't giving you no money. Like, I was young then. I was crazy young. How much was it?
Mm-hmm.
$100.
Mm.
I got my income tax.
Lady, when you get your income tax, call me up, 323-870-4010. I'll give you your money back.
Julio.
Your boyfriend ain't going to give you your money back. I'm telling you, man. You need to hit me up. I'm serious. Ask about me. I'm telling you. I'll give you your money back and interest.
I don't mind paying for a date, you know, not the first date, but, like, I don't mind going out and I'll pay for dinner or something. But, as far as giving up cold, hard cash, no. Like I said, I was young when I did that dumb stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Pound Cake, thank you for your comment. Thank you for your time. And
you're welcome.
We love you because you're a loyal listener. Thank you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good night.
You
too. Good night.
870-4010, the Art Intimacy Show. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Who sang that? It's incredible.
Google it. I don't know.
Google it? What you over there doing, man? She said she done got some schlong up in the bathroom. You were crying and playing with yourself over there and everything. Google it.
Oh, man. That's a lie.
I don't want to be right.
Call her. Your number ends in 8496. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. I usually catch the show like in the beginning, but I didn't catch it in the beginning. I'm just curious about today's topic.
Today's topic is, if loving you is wrong, have you ever been in love with somebody that you felt, you know, you shouldn't have?
Yes, it's like that right now.
Oh, yeah?
Because of a very bad situation that occurred. And, you know, sometimes you feel like somebody may do something to you that you could never forgive them for, but then you forgive them, and then you don't know if you're doing the right thing. And, you know, because of the feelings or something that you have that before that person, but you just feel like, you know, you shouldn't have forgave that person for what they have done. So it's like really a catch 22, and I'm in a situation like that now.
Interesting. That's interesting coming from a man. Usually you hear women going through that.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. So I guess you would say that, you know, I would agree with today's topic.
You know? Okay. So when it comes to love, do you feel that is quality time just as important to men as it is to women?
I really don't think so. I just really think that men really haven't gotten to the point, to that point of how important that is in a relationship. Because, you know, sometimes men want to be men and, you know, just run the streets and things like that. But it really doesn't mean that they doesn't love that woman. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? So quality time to them may be, you know, when I come home from work and, you know, I'm in the bed or I'm in the house or whatever, you know, time that I'm there, you know, that's quality time I give you.
That's wow. I've heard that several times.
Huh?
I've heard that from several different guys. Quality time is just you being present, in other words.
Well,
just you being present in the home.
Say it again?
Quality time to you is just you being present within the household.
Well, not to
me. You guys
can
be doing your own thing.
I'm just saying some guys may feel like that. I'm just speaking for, you know, not all, but, you know, some guys may feel like that, which is why quality time to them is not that important in a relationship because they feel like they
okay.
get any time anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it important
women
to
might,
you?
Like, you know, whereas women might feel like, you know, yes, because I'm there all the time, so I don't know what you mean by quality
okay.
time and not. If I'm spending, you know, if I'm there all the damn time, you know? So if I want to go out and chill and then all of a sudden you want to say that's quality time, then, yeah, you know, I don't understand that.
Applaud that man. I agree. Applaud that man. That's right. Quality time is down with you every minute, every second of the day. Clap it up for my brother. That's right. That is quality time. In my presence, 1 second is quality time. I'm a king.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember important dates? Do you remember anniversaries, birthdays, when
no.
it comes to your significant other?
No,
say what?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Mm.
And that's bad. You know something? That's bad. That's a damn shame. But I'm telling you the truth. No, I don't.
I agree. Me and you. You're going to tell me it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
You. Remind
you
me.
You're going to have to hit me with, baby, don't forget, tomorrow's
yep.
my birthday.
Oh, come on. Really? The birthday, I mean, the anniversary, I could understand. But the birthday, that's a date you guys should remember.
All right. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
I remember the birthday. But the anniversary, I damn sure don't remember. I know
yeah,
I don't remember that.
And really important stuff, dope, man. Y'all kind of tend to forget. But I have to agree. I probably remember the birthday, though.
But see,
yeah.
I mean, technology nowadays, you could set it in your phone so you won't forget. You could set a reminder for the day
yeah,
before.
Nowadays, yeah. Well, yeah, nowadays, you know, because of the phones and stuff like that. But before, you know, you just have to, important days is always forgetful days, like, you know, besides your birthday. Or something like that.
Right. I know your birthday on Facebook. That's my birthday is there.
But that is the person has their birthday on Facebook. Some people don't even have it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right. I don't.
Yeah.
And if you don't have it on Facebook, if she doesn't have it on Facebook, then you all jacked up.
Well,
that's true.
Hold on. So if you guys don't remember anniversaries and you somewhat remember birthdays, how do you let your partner know that they appreciate it?
How are you going to let them know what?
How do you let them know that they appreciate it? Do you give them just because gifts, flowers, fruit baskets, edible arrangements? Like, what do you do?
I mean, you know, I can do that. I will do that, you know, on special occasions, whatever the case may be, once I remember them. And then, you know, it's always late than never. So if I wake and she wake up and say, baby, you ain't give me nothing for my birthday, then I run out and get her something. This is the month we met and shit. I'll be like, all right, baby, hold on. I left it in the car. And I'll go run and get something. No, I don't have a problem doing that.
No, okay, but do you do it just because? Let's say it's not a special occasion. Do you ever show up with flowers?
Yes, I'll do that too. Just like appreciation. I appreciate you every day for dealing with me because I'm a tough cookie to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I do. I let her know, baby. I appreciate you. No, I sure
Aww.
Do.
I agree. Let me be so, clear, though. I will remember the birthday, but I won't remember anything else. But I am good at showing appreciation. I make a conscious effort.
How so? What do you do? What are the little things that you do to show that you appreciate her?
I do just because whenever I think of just because. So that's it, whether it's just because gift or a note or a card, you know, it could be anything. So that's easy, but I do that often. I also engage often and include my lady in my conversations or in my daily routine or life or whatever I'm doing. So I include her so that she knows that she's appreciated, you know, at the same time as doing just because.
Agree.
Do you guys pay attention when a lady is speaking and she tells you what she likes and the things that she's interested in and what she likes to do? Do you pay attention to those things?
Well, my lady, she always screaming, so you know, all right, but she talks, so I got to be paying attention to what she talking about. She says she got to do that because, you know, that's the only way she get her point across. Other than that, I don't listen. You know, so, yeah, I'll definitely be listening to what she say.
Because she always screaming. Okay.
She talking about she just talks loud.
She just talks loud.
Yeah. She ain't screaming. She just talking loud.
I believe her.
Oh, of course you do.
I believe her. I think she's just talking loud. But sometimes that's the only way you're here.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, thank you for tuning in.
I bet it's gone.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Have a good night. Tell old fella I said have a good night.
Who? What the?
Tell
no,
you.
Fella,
he said have a good night.
Oh, me?
What other fella are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear what he said. I didn't know what he said. I thought he said tell old fella have a good night. I didn't know what he was old fella But to answer your question, though, I pay attention to what my woman says, what she likes, what she, you know, all those things. But I am guilty of forgetting or being so engulfed in work that I neglect those things. So that's a big thing for me that I got to pay attention to and balance in relationship. You know what I mean? I'm good at listening, paying attention and acknowledging it. But then when it's time to execute, I'll be in a whole nother world. And before I realize it, she be then moved on, you know? So.
Yeah, neglect is never pretty. You have to pay attention.
Out.
I mean, especially if she's coming to you and she's telling you that, you know, you're slacking here or you're not doing this and this department is not okay, you have to listen. Because a woman is only going to come but so many times and say it before she begins to lose interest. And you can't fault her for losing interest when she came to you first.
Right.
And she came to you first, so you can't fault her for losing interest. So and it's always good. The just because gifts are always good. Women like to feel special, as do men, I'm sure. But, you know, the just because flowers or edible arrangements, or it doesn't even have to be a floral delivery. I mean, you can have flowers delivered to her job or whatever, delivered to her work, or you can show up with some yourself, maybe a little cheaper, a little less hard on the pocket, but it's something that she didn't expect. So,
right.
You know, most women like surprises, and that works. So it'll definitely, I'm sure she would appreciate it, and it'll get you some cool points.
So take notes, fellas. Special gifts, just because. Little things. Show up at the job with the rose petals.
One thing that I believe couples should definitely do is maintain their personal hobbies and their individual interests. You know, you still have to hang out with the fellas, and she has to hang out with the ladies. You need that time apart. Although you're in love and you do love each other, you know, you still have to maintain the individuality somewhat, because being on top of each other all the time can be a bit much. If not for you, for her, or if not for her, he may feel smothered. So you don't want anybody to feel smothered, so you definitely have to, you know, split sometimes and do your own thing.
I agree. And I had a girl once who just lost her own individuality, and then everything blew up when she realized, you know, that she did lose that, like, didn't have no friends, and it was her own doing, you know what I mean? It wasn't nothing I did or anything like that. She just got engulfed with me and maybe herself, but not nobody else, you know? And then when it was time to be with friends and stuff like that, and friends wasn't, they weren't friends anymore because you wasn't reaching out to them when you was all up under me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now you want to try to come hang out with me after years or months or however long, and she had no friend. And then she was miserable, and it made our relationship sour at that point because I still had friends. You know, so I agree with that.
Definitely. What's the ultimate betrayal for you when it comes to relationships?
The ultimate betrayal for me is when you start bringing another man into our bond, our relationship, whatever you want to call it, that's the ultimate betrayal to me. I'm an alpha male, that's my territory, and once you do that, that's the ultimate betrayal.
You said when you bring another man into, what do you mean, elaborate on that?
So, having sex with another man, doing anything where you bring another man into our bond is unacceptable.
Okay.
So sex, emotions for anything of that nature.
You know,
that's the ultimate to me. Hell.
If you don't reside with your partner, let's just say you don't reside with your partner.
Right.
You should definitely speak to them by phone or text a few times a day. We had this conversation a few shows back where women require attention. Women need attention. I'm sure men do too, but women, it's the requirement. We need attention. So whether it's the I hope you're having a good day, beautiful, or hey, or smile, or have you smiled today, take notes, fellas. Those things matter. Those little texts, the random phone calls, because if you don't reside together, it's not like she's going to go home and see you later. Even if you do, shoot her a text anyway. But if you don't reside together, then you have to do something. You have to slide something in there during the day, good morning, good night, and something in between. I think it's needed. You know, especially if she's not seeing you later, especially if you're not doing it just because thing. You have to do something. And text, you know, free as long as you're paying your phone bill.
So you saying that's the closest to betrayal?
Anyway. I'm sorry?
So you saying for you that's the ultimate betrayal?
No, that's not the ultimate betrayal. For me, the ultimate betrayal will be doing something with a friend or a family member. That's you're done.
Oh my goodness. You're done.
It's over.
There are really men like that? Jeez.
It's over.
Y'all are savages, boy.
I was saying that in response to your statement as far as, well, your answer, as far as another man. You don't want anybody else to slide up in your space because that space is wide open during the day when she's not speaking to you. It's easy for somebody to slide up into the space that you're not occupying.
Oh, well, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about y'all, but whether I'm occupying the space or not, that's the ultimate betrayal. Shit, I don't know about the rest of y'all, baby. But let us know. 323-870-4010. What's the ultimate betrayal for you? Your relationship or the one you love? Let us know. A family member. Oh, fellas, what are y'all doing? Yep.
There's some trifling people out here.
Yeah. Man, you've been enlightening me. You've been enlightening me, sis. We terrible, fellas. Dude, I mean, we are good.
It happens all the time. You know, there's guys that will try your friends. You know, I mean, there's plenty of big boobs and big breasts out there. Leave her friends alone. Leave her family members alone. It's not worth it.
Right.
If you're going to do your dirt, definitely take it elsewhere.
Mm.
It's disrespectful either way you go, but come on now. Do you believe couples can outgrow each other?
Yes, absolutely. You get too content with one another. You could be happy. You could be happy and get too content. And you have more good than bad. You know, you got more good than bad in your relationship. And then all of a sudden one day, one of you just falls out of love, you know, or outgrows the other or something, and you don't even see it coming. And that's why it's important to, you know, nourish your relationship. You know what I mean? Date. Do the small things. You know, have date nights. Definitely have planned date nights. And it don't have to cost money. Even if you don't, you know, date night could be, we're going to get on the text and just text for an hour. It could be anything, you know what I mean, anything. I don't care, you know, because people say, hear you say date and they think money. No, but it could be anything, a movie, whatever. Nourish your relationship, fellas, you know what I'm saying, because you could definitely grow out of love. You got to nourish that.
Yeah. As you said, date nights are important. I don't care how long you've been together.
Right. That's
date nights are important. And it, well, not necessarily nights, but you can go to the park and put a blanket down and eat some sandwiches. It doesn't cost much to be thoughtful. Spend some time with a woman. Actually, the most thoughtful dates usually are the most inexpensive ones.
That's true.
Because you put thought into it and you actually, you know, you have to plan it. And whether it's making the sandwiches or, I mean, you know, concerts and movies and such, they're nice too. Pretty pricey, but if you don't have it like that, get creative. Google it. Inexpensive dates. Figure it out. Play around with the words. There's ideas up there.
It sure is.
They'll love you for
it. Groupon is the best friend, fellas. Groupon is your best friend, fellas. I repeat, Groupon is your best friend. You would think they got stock in this show or something, but Groupon is your best friend. I'm telling you, that could work wonders. Groupon got me looking rich. Groupon got me looking rich, sis, for real. I'll take you around the world off of Groupon. You'd be like, dang, Rose. You really doing it? Yep. Groupon it is, you know. Well, if loving you is wrong, I can only be right. Let me Google this as we bring this show to an end here. So I got to see who sing that. We learned some interesting things tonight, though. We learned some interesting things tonight. If loving you is wrong. Theme song. Since you want me to Google. Oh, wow. Luther Ingram, I guess. But I see other people with it, too. It's a man. Yeah, Luther Ingram. So Luther Ingram sings that. I got to figure that out. I mean, I got to play it, but I'm not going to play it now because we trying to end the show now. But anyway, thank y'all for listening. Every Wednesday, you can follow us on social media, Twitter, @SheIsIncredible, @TheBlack_DrPhil, Instagram, #AOITalkShow, Facebook, The Art of Intimacy Show, fan page, #AOITalkShow. And it's incredible.
For topics and show ideas, you can email us at theartofintimacyshow@gmail.com. We are here every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. So hopefully you guys will be tuning in next week. Thanks for tuning in, and everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Open your mind, take in all of the delectables.
Yep.
Yeah, topics ranging from marriage to politics.
Word up.
Only the grown and mature can handle this.
Please,
they gon' change it from blog talk to hot talk.
Yeah.
Real talk, real response,
non-stop.
Only talk radio keeps it moving.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, 9:30 p.m., please tune in.
Yeah.
Well. In the beautiful, Mr. Credible. You hear it?